You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It's time to talk a guide dog blogs now and talk to another guide dog owner about their experience. Joining me now is Josh Feehan. Josh, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Hubert. Lovely to be with you.
So let's start, first of all, when you applied to get your first guide dog, Ringo, you know, what made you go for it?
I take you back to the start, really, Hubert. So I lost my vision when I was 15 years old. I've got a condition called Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy, which affects my central vision. So I've got a bit of peripheral vision. During my late 20s, I could start to see a bit of a decline, but also I was sadly knocked over by a car as well. So I knew that I needed to start to take more care, really. So I really started to think about how I could best support myself. So yes, that's when I contacted Guide Dogs, because I thought that'd be the best way for me to both stay safe and maintain my independence.
I like to ask guide dog owners this, because the matching visits are always interesting when they meet their guide dog for the first time. How was the first time you met Ringo?
Yeah, it was very nice, really. So I went through the training exercises with my instructor, which went well. And then they said, we think we've got you a match. It was a bit nerve-wracking, because I'd never actually had a dog in my life before either. So, it was a big change for me in my life. He was brilliant from the first moment I met him.
How did you find, you know, having a dog when you've never had one before? Because I was kind of in the same situation. How did you find it?
It was a huge transition for both me, and I've got two children, and they were a lot younger when I first got Ringo. So it was, again, something else to consider as part of my life, because it's a big lifestyle change, isn't it, really? So you're responsible for another being, if that makes sense. So I wasn't just responsible for my children anymore, but I was responsible for Ringo. So yeah, it was a big commitment and a big shift in my life, really. So you have to, obviously he massively helps me in terms of my life, but I also have to consider him as well, and ensuring he's well looked after and gets the support he needs as well.
Tell us about Ringo then. What's he like? What sort of a dog is he?
He's just all around a very wonderful dog, to be fair. So he's very happy. His tail, it just goes constantly. He's very much a people pleaser. He likes to say hello to people, but he's also extremely well behaved when he needs to be. Obviously, when he's at home, he can he's a dog, isn't he? So he likes to have fun at home and loves his free runs. But he's just a great character, really. I'm very, very lucky. I think it's very interesting how they do the matching process, guide dogs, because sometimes, I don't know how you feel, Hubert, with your guide dog, but with Ringo specifically, it's like it's a match made in heaven, really. He definitely reflects my personality and my character. He's a joy to be around, and he's a joy to be with.
Absolutely. I think I said the same thing about Caesar, that he's a, because you hear all sorts of stories about people getting all sorts of dogs. So when you actually get a guide dog that, you know, is actually, you could always say, as close to perfect as it can get, you just, you can't help but be happy. When it comes to Ringo and his particular skills when he works, what particular skills and things he's good at when he works? So does anything particular stand out?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple of things, really. The big thing for me is, I travel to London quite often, where our office is. So as soon as we got off a train at Euston, he's fantastic. He can get me off the platform, out of Euston Station, gets me to the roads, ensuring I'm crossing roads safely. So that thing is fantastic. So he gives me that confidence in terms of when we're getting to roads or stairs or onto trains, everything perfect. But the big thing for me, Hubert, is because I work in an office environment and I attend a lot of meetings and meet a lot of people, at the end of the day, he's a reflection on me as well. And his behaviour is fantastic. Wherever I go, he's been brilliant. I recently attended the court really. So I'm training to be a barrister at the moment. So I conducted some marshalling with a judge, and we spent 2 days with a judge in Telford, and he literally sat by my side next to the judge at the bench for hours on end, and you wouldn't even know he was there. That's how well behaved he was. So yeah, he's just fantastic, really.
That's quite impressive. I mean, how long these dogs can sometimes stay, well behaved for ages and not really get a peep out of them. That's quite impressive. Now, for something a bit more amusing, does Ringo have any particularly, funny habits, any funny characteristics that make him stand out?
Yeah, so whenever someone knocks on our front door to come, well, say someone's coming, if they come in, it's a friend or someone like that, or anyone really, a worker, builder, whoever, he will always run off, go and grab them something and bring them to him. So it might be the TV remote, it might be a shoe, it might be a slipper, it might be his teddy, whatever he can find to bring to them. It's just something. And they said is the puppy raiser said that's what he used to do. Yeah, when he ever since he was well, a little one, really, a little puppy. So it's a really nice thing that he does.
Yes, my dog Caesar's done that. Not with a remote control, mind you. Ringo seems a bit more advanced on that.
However, Hugh, it's very nice and cute, but sometimes when he takes my shoe and then I find it well, and then I can't find the shoe, it can be quite frustrating when I'm looking for my flip-flops or whatever. Yeah, it can, yeah, but it's very cute.
At least if you can't find it, you know where they are. When my dog was very young and we qualified, I was told that my dog likes to do this. He'd take one of my shoes and take it to his bed and cuddle up to it. And
Yeah.
if I couldn't find my shoe, I knew that it was on his
Yeah.
bed.
Oh, there you go.
How
Oh.
old's Ringo now?
So he is 7. Yeah. So yeah, I got him in 2020. So during the COVID period, yeah, and yeah, so he's 7 now.
Wow, it's glad. I'm glad to hear that Ringo is a little Ringo star, and
Yeah.
hopefully you'll have plenty of good years still with him and plenty of adventures. Josh Feehan, many thanks for joining us on Guide Dog Blogs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Hubert.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.